Two types of see-through trust, a conduit trust or an accumulation trust. A conduit trust, every dollar paid from the plan or the IRA that goes into the trust must forthwith be paid out to the beneficiary. Hence, the trust is merely a conduit. An accumulation trust, by its name, when dollars go in from the plan into the trust, they can be accumulated within the trust. For a conduit trust, the beneficiary is the one beneficiary. Benefits are treated as paid to that beneficiary. For an accumulation trust, we could have different beneficiaries. That's okay as long as they're all human. Now, under the old rule, what was important was to determine whose life do we use. We use the oldest potential beneficiary. We use their life expectancy. Well, that's really not relevant anymore. It's going to have to be paid out within 10 years. Life expectancy really doesn't matter unless we're in one of those EDB, eligible designated beneficiary categories. Stanley had mentioned that there are new tables. Those will become effective next year. Let me give you a couple of important ages. For a 15-year-old, and we'll talk about this later, it's about 70 years of life expectancy. We'll discuss when we talk about with minors why that's important. Age 72 at the required beginning date, it is about 17 years life expectancy. Generally, you don't have to start the payments for a year later, so that'd be 16 years at that point. Another important age, age 81. It's about a 10-year life expectancy. We'll come back to why that's important. So, Melissa.
Yeah.
Any comments about that before you go further?
The only thing that I would add is just remember also the CARES Act added that we've got no requirements for MRDs this year for 2020, and there's no makeup that has to be done for those. And as Steve started mentioning some of the abbreviations, my goodness, there's a lot of them. We talk about DBs and EDBs, designated beneficiaries, eligible designated beneficiaries. We're also going to talk about MRDs, minimum required distributions, or RMDs, exact same thing. And then the RBD, that required beginning date. So just bear with us if we're throwing out those abbreviations. I think you guys know all of them. And part of that, we may pop up with some of those requirements and how we would use those requirements of see-through trusts to our advantage. We're going to jump into planning in light of the SECURE Act. And so we're on page 4 of the paper. And thanks so, so much to Steve for his amazing materials. Please sit, clear some time and read through them. They're great. So as Steve mentioned, don't forget that if a beneficiary isn't a designated beneficiary, so that they are a non-DB, all the old rules, that is true, all of them apply. So if we've got death pre-RBD, we've got a 5-year rule still in play. That didn't change. These new rules kind of just overlaid what some of those old rules are. So also our old rules about how to make a trust to see-through trust will apply to qualify it as a designated beneficiary. And again, the main point there is that, yeah, there can be still that old, the no bad people issue, but the age of the potential beneficiaries is just not the same factor that we have anymore, because that life expectancy of a beneficiary doesn't change the time period. It doesn't change the time period for a designated beneficiary and what the drawout's going to have to be. And so the same rules also apply whether you've got a DB or not. And what's just new is that new subset of DBs, eligible designated beneficiaries. We've also got a lot of uncertainties that we're needing, wanting, begging guidance for. ACTEC has prepared comments. There's a link in the paper on page 4 to those comments. Highly, highly recommend those also, that you take a look. They were done in 3 parts. Fingers crossed we'll get some good results from that. They really step through the issues that we have in front of us. So what first thing we're going to do now is move on to get up to speed with some of the new rules and the terms. First up, that 10-year rule. Distributions to DBs who are not in that subset EDBs are now subject to this 10-year rule. The life expectancy of those pure DBs just doesn't matter anymore. And when saying this, it's important to remember that it's just all has to get distributed out to the beneficiary in that 10-year period. It could happen the day after death. It could happen at the end of the 10-year period. Otherwise, it can happen in different amounts, proportions, et cetera, different years. That none of that matters as long as it's all out by the end. Practically speaking, for a trustee, when we've got a plan payable to a trust, I think for a trustee, it becomes extremely difficult for them. When should they make that distribution? When should it come out to the beneficiary? What's the deal with the beneficiary? What proportion should they? And I can tell you exactly when it was the right time to do that after the 10-year period is over, because hindsight is really great. But another practical point is just that paying attention to the tax law changes is uber important now. Deferring income may be the name of the game, but we've got to know how that's going to affect and what it's going to do with brackets. And it's got to be considered every year when we've got this going on. I had a client who, husband died recently, and she feared, oh my gosh, I don't want to take anything out of the IRA because every dime is ordinary income. And I said, whoa, no, that's not what you need to do. You need to talk to the CPA and talk to the financial planner, see how this is going to affect. It may be, okay, you don't have that income stream that he was earning anymore. It may be, go ahead and start taking some of that out, see how it pushes in the brackets. The 10-year rule, remember that it really doesn't matter for Roth IRAs, at least from the standpoint from an income tax side, but it does make a difference when we're looking at the accumulation that could happen from a tax-free standpoint, because, okay, once we've got to draw it out, now it's going to start earning income, unless it's invested in tax-free assets at that point in time, now it's going to be not being able to grow within that plan.